Hey, bats, kiddos, Joker here, and you're listening to the Bob Culture Podcast.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to a very swaggerific episode of the BCP, and I say that only because I'm joined by my good friend, and he is the swagger of the TCW.
Oh, gosh.
On the carry table ahead of his appearance alongside me, David Adams, and the great roster over at Titan Championship Wrestling presents Ignition April 17th at Adrenaline Sports Academy in Toms River, New Jersey. Tickets are still available. Get them now. Please welcome to the show my good friend and the senior brand rep over at Beating the Odds Apparel, my good friend, Mr. Marlon Dinkins. Marlon, always a pleasure.
What's going on, everybody? What's going on?
Thanks for coming on, bro. How are you?
What's going on? What an introduction, man.
But we're not worthy, man. Dude, this is, like I said to you off air, this is long overdue, man. Let's get the mushy stuff out of the way, man. Again, very appreciative of you and Titan and all that stuff for, you know, taking me under your wing. I'm just a drummer, man. I got this little podcast. You know, it's been going well. I'm very appreciative of you guys letting me behind the curtain, man. And I remember the first day at Goddesses, I came right up to you, man. I'm like, you know, thank you for, you know, letting me be on the call. I did my homework. Like, I hope I show up. And man, and you just kind of like rolled with me before the show. You're giving me advice and man, and we just jumped in head first, man. And I really appreciate that, man. So, first of all, thank you so much. I really appreciate it, bro.
Man, no problem. I've been seeing a lot of your stuff for a long time, so I already knew you were about your hustle, man. So, and personality wise, you're pretty good. So that it all rolls together, man. It's a good blend.
Yeah. Well, you know what it is? Like the business has given so much to me, and I'm excited to hear your story. The business has given so much to me during a very, very hard time. I've been very public about that, man. And I just like, I love you guys, and I love like the superstars, and you know, I just love having focus and working on commentary and goals and all these interviews and stuff. And it's great, man. And I just want to give it all back, and I want to keep the positivity in wrestling. And I see you doing a lot of good, man. You know, fighting for a lot of like social justice things and you know, things going on behind the scenes. You're just trying to make a wrestling better than you found it, man. And that's kind of my philosophy too, man. So tell us a little bit, you know, we'll talk about how you got into business and all that stuff, but tell us about like your philosophy, like what you want to do for independent wrestling right now.
I think my whole thing with independent professional wrestling, we have a lot of, no, we don't have a lot, but we have too many, you know, issues that are kind of taboo to talk about. And we got to talk about them. It's almost like a secret or something that no one wants to really mention. And I get it. I understand that. But, man, look at this. This is getting all shaky.
Hey, man, this is me every day doing a podcast. Why we never go live.
What is going on? Yeah, really, right? Hold on.
I'll take your time, brother.
Just certain things in the business. You know, we've had the whole Me Too movement, which I believe was, you know, it sucked, but it was necessary because if there's, you know, victims out there that are holding stuff in and are continuously being victimized, it's just not a good look for pro wrestling as a whole, you know.
Yeah,
a lot of guys are going to wind up going on to bigger and better things, and you just don't want things to come back and bite you in the butt, and you should just be treating each other with respect and whatnot, man.
Yeah,
we're all, you know, professionals, and we should just carry ourselves as such, you know. And it's going to get better, you know. It got worse for a little bit of last year, but
yeah,
unfortunately, that was necessary, man. And I think pro wrestling's better for it. It really is. It's starting. You can start to see.
It is
us police ourselves a little bit better.
You said it perfectly. So. You said it perfectly. Like police ourselves right now, man. And again, like you could see how appreciative I am to that wrestling world. But like in most things in life, like sometimes it breaks your heart, man. And you know, like very recently, you know, a couple months ago, you find out things going on here or there, or people shouldn't have been there from the first place, kind of thing, man. And you know, it breaks my heart. Like people I'm very close with, people who take you under their wing, and then you just find out these terrible things, man. And it's just like, you know, I have trust issues as it is, man. And it's just like, it breaks your heart. And you know, and part of me, part of me, you know, just like kind of wanted to be like, you know what? Like, I'm just getting out of this. Like, you know, I've done the local music scene, which I still love very much, but that's like very comparable to like the indie wrestling in a lot of ways. But I'm like, you know what? I still have a platform. I want to use it for good. And I feel like we've done that, man. We're doing like the Speaking Out podcast. You know, just had some great guests on. We're doing the book right now, man. But you're doing a lot of good things right now, man. You're having like even just having conversations with people, like you know, you talk about policing yourselves and all that. Like you brought some things to my attention. I was like, oh, I didn't know that, man. And you know, it's just I think we're kind of just like weeding people out, and not to be negative about the business, but it's just we're trying to make it better than we left it. You know what I'm saying?
And that's the thing that I think people miss with it. Is it's really not about shining a light on the negative issues. Unfortunately, that is part of the process, but it's not like people are spotlighting this so to knock indie wrestling or to bring it down or to spotlight just the negatives, because there's so much more positive people that are in this. There's so many entities that are, you know, able to do things for certain people because of this. So it's not about being negative. But it is about rooting out the negative things that are going on, you know, and it's happening. People are reacting a lot faster than they used to. I could tell that. And even down to the point where the convenient amnesia where, oh, I didn't know, people are
very well said. Yeah.
They're stopping that. And that's one of the things that kind of, I lean my hat on. I want to sit on the right side of history and on a lot of these events, you know, at least integrity wise. You know, it's not about virtue signaling or any of that type of stuff. It's really about stopping predators and whatnot from being around this business.
Yeah.
I mean, even down to the fans, you know, the fans don't need to hear about this type of stuff.
That's what I said.
They want to hear about this type of stuff. Oh, it's not a good look. So if we can root stuff out, root people out, and not have to have these conversations every 60 days, it'd be good for wrestling, man.
Yeah.
For wrestling.
You hit a great, you know, you hit it right on the head, like such a great point, man. Like, you know, it's like, you know, when the fans like know that stuff's going on and all that stuff, like it's like nobody wins. Like obviously like the big things where people getting weeded out and stuff like that, like get them out of there. Like, you know, be done with that. That's a big deal and stuff like that. But, you know, like at the end of the day, like I always say, it's about putting smiles on faces, man. And that's really what it's all about, man. And we're not here, you know, just killing wrestling, but because I'm so thankful for wrestling. I love wrestling. Yes. It's so positive to me. And just you included, like all these people that I meet, that I feel like I made so many friends last year. It's amazing during a very tough time. And everyone's like very accepting of me. It blows my mind. And people believe in me just like they believe in you, man. And I want to hear about like your experience, bro. Like, how did you get involved with the business? Like, who said, hey, Marlon, we want you to come do this, man? Like, how did this all start?
It was kind of wild for me. I came in like you, where I was a fan. I'm still a fan.
You gotta be.
Exactly. I came in, and as a fan, I was watching, I think it was in 302 Pro Wrestling. It was down in Delaware. And me and my friend went to a show. And we didn't know, like, indie wrestling even existed. Like, up to 3 years ago, I didn't know this thing was going on. So we went to a show. We just had a really good time. And I said, you know what? I want to start doing, like, podcasts or something. Let's see if I can, you know, kind of learn the business a little bit more.
Oh, wow.
For me, a lot of it is I like the business part of it almost more so than the wrestling itself. I love the wrestling. But seeing how people react to certain videos, how they react to certain talents, and the whole algorithm of putting together a card that could possibly like fill out a house, to me that's very interesting.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. But it started with the podcasting in Delaware, and eventually I started doing video. Well, let me start where it started at.
I was like, are we the same person? Like, what is
it? No, we have a lot of... And see, the thing you said, too, that caught my eye earlier is, like, with the music, I used to do management for music, like, little hip-hop artists in my
area. Are you serious?
Yeah. So when you said it rivals the music industry and can get you almost down in that type of manner. I totally get that, because when stuff goes crazy like it did last year with the speaking out movement, and your passion gets tainted by others, it can almost diminish the light. It's similar to music, where when bad things happen to that, it's almost like, is this even really worth being connected to? You know, so
preaching to the choir.
I totally get that. But it started at Rampage Pro Wrestling down in Dover, Delaware. I started there as a ring announcer for a certain person, I'll say.
Yeah, gotcha.
Because unfortunately, this person wound up being tied into.
Isn't that it's like just it's always like like, I won't say the name, but like, and that's terrible. But at the same time, we're weeding people out. Yeah,
we are. Like, I want to say his name because he did put me on, but at the same time, I don't want to say his name because later down the story, he's not shown in the greatest light. But anyway, he gave me an opportunity to ring announce, and I enjoyed it. I said, I'll do it. It's not something I ever really wanted to do. I wanted to always do commentary. But I did that, and we had fun down there, you know, with guys like South Philly's Finest, some local guys, 410 Massive, whole bunch of indie guys that you'll run into or have already run into. So, and we were packing out some shows down there.
Wow.
Our first show, I think we had like 400 people, which was crazy.
Especially nowadays with everything.
Yeah. Going on, man. That's it got pretty, they had a good thing going on, but you know, sometimes things happen behind the curtain and, you know, messes stuff up. But anyway, I did that for a year with Rampage, wind up going over to ECWA, and they allowed me to ring announce there. Well, that was crazy, because that was like ring announcing people like Scarlett Bordeaux, Booker T.
You love the name drops.
It was a whole bunch
coming, man. We're all about the name drops. No, that's amazing, though. Seriously, that's amazing.
It's like crazy. Like, the second year was real crazy. Like, and that's the one thing I can say about ECWA. It was a lot of good experience with some serious names, man. They definitely have a legacy over there.
That'll make you step up your game. Yeah, on the spot. Yeah.
50 plus years of them being an organization. That's ridiculous in any book. So, but I did some things with Asylum Pro Wrestling with Eric Shea, Crazy Shea, out in Houtsdale, Pennsylvania. Shout out to Eric Shea and those guys. That's a great group of guys too, man. They really, a lot of them are students, but they really grind up there, man. So I'd love to, I definitely want to give them their flowers right there. It's a little far for me now, so I can't make those shows anymore, but that was a good time too, up there with those Asylum boys. I went down to Virginia for a little bit after that.
Oh wow!
And did some stuff at UEW, United Elite Wrestling. that didn't end the way I'd like it to end.
Oh no!
That's right around when I had a run-in with one of the boys that was, again, it was one of the boys I was protecting, a sex offender in wrestling.
And, oh, you know, gosh.
That didn't go over well. So,
yikes.
But shout out to that promotion. I appreciated everything I had when I was down there. It was great. Great times down there. But, sometimes in this, to me, life is more important than wrestling. So, like, if I'm going to stand up for something, I'm always stand up for it.
Yeah.
Regardless if I'm not going to be invited back.
No, not at all. So you've been through it, man. Like, for me, like, last year, like, wrestling again, like, it gave me focus. It gave me something to concentrate on. It gave me all these friends and opportunities. And I just, you know, these real life superheroes, man. Like you say, like, we're all fans, and you're just like, there's these amazing people, like, you know, beautiful inside and out. And then, you know, sometimes you just find out things or something. And this is not a general statement. It's just, as you said, you know, it's one person or something's going on or this and that, man. And we feel like it's our responsibility. Like, hey, like, this is a no-no. Like, let's make it better, man. Because in my mind, promoter had such a negative connotation in the music world. You know, just as far as like pay to play or
same thing. Yeah, exactly.
Exposure dollars, which I'm very like, you know, like all that kind of stuff, man. And you work so hard with your music and stuff like that. So what are a lot of the similarities you see between like the music world and the wrestling world? And tell us a little bit about like, did number you one, weigh yourself promoters. Like at the hip hop stuff? Oh boy.
Say it again?
No, I said, did you enjoy yourself when you were doing like the hip hop stuff?
Oh, most definitely, because I was managing my cousin. You know, we were I was just basically trying to get him little gigs and whatnot. And it was really a passion project. Just he has a family, so he wound up falling back and, you know, being an adult, you know what I mean? Which is nothing wrong with that.
But you do it because you love it. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. The parallels, though, yeah. Janky Promoters, number one. Number one on the survey, you know. I'm luckily right now I'm at Titan, so I don't have to deal with that type of issue. But in the past, yeah, there's definitely been some janky promoters on both sides.
Yes, and it sounds like we're killing everybody. We're really not. We're just having a real discussion here. Like, we're not naming names or anything. We're not trying to do that. But like, the whole point here is like, again, I'm very grateful for. There's a lot of really good promoters, and then there's a lot of like, you know, hot dog and handshake and all that kind of stuff, man. And at the end of the day, you know, you got to take care of your workers, man. I did this big long post about it, and I know you feel the same way, man.
You know what's crazy about that? When I came in, that's one of the first things I was talking about. And excuse me. That didn't lead to great things. I'll say that. Yeah. So just my tip, you know, be careful when you talk about, you know, money, but it is something that should be talked about. So it's that constant struggle of, well, you should talk about something because it seems to be a problem.
Yeah.
And then there's, well, you haven't been doing it long enough to have any say in that.
Yeah.
You know, because of the whole.
And paying dues and all that sort of stuff, you know.
So it's a fine line.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's a real fine line, man. Like, I actually caught some issue before for fighting for somebody's pay. And then the person that I was fighting for their pay was mad at me.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I'm like, you know what? What I learned from that was, if you like it, I love it.
There you go. Yeah, exactly.
You know, man. If you like it, I love it. I can't fight for you if you don't see it as a problem.
Yeah.
And there's always that battle of passion versus, well, you're doing some good work. You should be paid.
But that's what I struggled with like the music more so like with the wrestling. Like, I knew I was the new guy. I knew I'd be paying my dues and stuff like that. And, you know, I've had, like you even said at the beginning, and Nunes always says, like, have the uncomfortable conversations because nothing's going to change. And I'm not confrontational. You know that, bro. Like, but like, I've had conversations like in the wrestling business, like, hey, like, you know, I appreciate it, but, you know, I'm driving this far. I'm here for X amount of hours. And you know, it's great, but you know, I feel like I have a value and I bring this and, you know, I have a conversation and, you know, like I just upfront, you know, and, I think it's important to have those uncomfortable conversations and, you know, that's the way it goes sometimes and it's different, but yeah. in the world of music, man, like it could be very great with like the fans and just putting out your projects. Like, for me, it was drums, but like the whole, like, selling tickets, which I get, like, you know, you're bringing in a crowd and all that stuff, but that whole pay to play, like $1 on $20 tickets and all that kind of stuff, it really sours you.
It's like, ugh.
Behind the curtain stuff again, like, you know, it's tough.
And it's a balance in itself to balance the because when there's things that are unspoken, it creates a tension that's there, but nobody wants to speak on it.
That's it, man. And nothing will change.
And nothing will change. And then there's angst, you know? So it's just, I'm blessed right now because a lot of the places I've been don't have those sort of issues, you know?
Yeah.
So, and there's so much great stuff in pro wrestling right now. Like, for instance, Monster Factory is doing this whole Monster Factory approved where
you can't even
book the building without a background check.
Yes.
You know, so there are great things going on that are changing. You have a young lady that's putting out a book about the speaking out movement. And, you know, I'm sure there'll be some hints of the wrestling industry in that. Yep. You know, so there are some great things that's going on. I know last year at Titan, we had a sexual consultant come in about, you know, basically workplace behavior and how to report things, etc. So like, and that I hadn't seen at a wrestling promotion before. So there's some really good things going on that's moving that needle.
Yes.
To where we're going to get to a point where it's not going to be accepted anywhere. And it shouldn't be, but it's going to, just like anything, it's going to take some time. You got a new group of wrestlers almost monthly coming. It seems like we have a lot of young talent coming in, and a lot of them have great attitudes. They're real positive and have witnessed this whole movement. And I think we're going to be kind of champion the new wave as far as not really accepting the sort of things going on. So it's moving the right way.
Yeah.
And a lot of them got weeded out. So like, industry is going to be better for it.
It's gotta be. I hope so, man. And like you said, like the landscape is changing, man. And you know, we, you know, got to use our platforms, however big or small it is, to make that change, man. And you know, that's why I liked you right out of the gate, man. Like, I like what you stand for, man. And like, we always have a good rapport, which is important because we're working on commentary and, you know, I'm still figuring out like my whole role and man, and this is just talking to you now, man. It's just a good vibe, bro. And you know, we're tackling all these like, you know, social issues and stuff, but like I said, like wrestling is very, very positive. And again, it's all about smiles on faces. For me, it's just learning. I'm like a sponge learning from all you guys, man. But I'm curious, how did you get your start? Because you've been doing this for a while, it sounds like. How did you get your start with Titan?
Titan actually came through a guy by the name of Chad Minnis. Shout out to Chad.
I owe the guy a lot, man.
Me too, you know, me too. Because if he hadn't ever had me up for, I did a ring announcing gig for him at one of the Titan shows just to do one of the, I believe, the standalone matches. And Billy brought me in commentary the next event. So Chad is the key to that, you know what I mean? So that's why I can't really hold any animosity toward Chad, because Chad's just a, I know some people hate him, but he's off the hook, man.
I owe that man.
I love Chad.
I owe that man a lot.
He gave me my opportunities to do something that I've always wanted to do. So, like, I got to give it up to him. He's done a lot in New Jersey, too. So there's so much good stuff going on in New Jersey. New Jersey is wild because there's a lot of promotions. So, like, any type of wrestling that you like, you can see it in Jersey.
Yeah, it's a good thing. Good thing for the fans, man. But yeah, dude. So obviously, you know, you got that start with Titan, man. So, you know, I know we have me and you. We had David Adams last time at Free For All, man. And I just like, you come prepared. And like, as I've learned, like in wrestling, a lot of it is like ready, fire, aim. Or like the first time, like I was in a ring and like part of like a segment, like I went up to like the wrestlers involved and I was just like, hey, I want to be like very respectful of like the business. Like, what should I do? What shouldn't I do? Like, how do you want to do this? Like, you know, it's very cordial. And like, I'm the new guy, like whatever you want. And they're like, let's just go out there and have fun. And which is like, to me, like the worst like thing, man. But it really is like that sometimes, man.
It is really like that. Like people, I feel like I'm more like Randy Savage, where I try to plot out every single word.
Yeah,
the event, and like, you got to be able to do it on the fly, man.
Yeah,
you have to with wrestling. As you can see, as we're talking right now, a lot of smiles and whatnot. That's why I keep saying, like, I know we had a segment earlier that wasn't the prettiest, but I mean, there's a lot of passion and happiness that's going on with indie wrestling too. So like, just got to understand, it's not all negative.
No.
People that want to make it better, it's not just to throw dirt.
No,
for dirt, man, because you can see we get a lot of joy.
And there's some great people, man, that and it like really touched my heart and been there for me and checked in on me, man. And this isn't like me. This is like them. They're just like good people, you know, in the ring, outside the ring, man. And, you know, like you said, people that give us opportunities, people that check in with us, man, and you know, do things to put a smile on my face, you know. And I'm a big kid, you know, like you said, we're all fans, man. And it's just It's an amazing world, man. And just shout out to all like the really good people. Like my favorite thing is like when the parents, like it's, you know, it's daddy daughter day. It's, you know, it's, you know, father son going to the shows. Like it's a family thing. Like that's my favorite thing. And, you know, I've seen like instances where, cause let's be real, we're in this like reality social media era, you know, so kayfabe, like outside of one or two people who I really do respect, is almost, I don't want to say it's dead, but it's almost non-existent, but yeah,
it's hard.
You know, I've seen it when like these bad guys in the ring and like, you know, they're outside the ring after the show and like the little kids are like hesitant, but they kind of want to like hug them or meet them and say hi. And they'll be like, they're like, no, I'm nice. Like, come over, you know? And like,
yeah.
It's all about to me. It like, is. You know, really I is, love that. Man. Yeah, man.
I think one of the best parts of Asylum Pro Wrestling up in Houseville, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. Like they had a lot of kids in their crowd and it was like, it wasn't like super smart a crowd. They're just pure wrestling fans. You know what I mean? Or just wanted to, you know, have a night out of entertainment. Those type of fans, of all fans are awesome and all fans have something, you know, positive about them. But, you know, I really love the true, like little kids, you know what I mean? That just are coming there to suspend the disbelief and are actively seeking that. And it's just a great experience, man. It's the kids love it. It's just, the kids are awesome, man. They're just so awesome. I don't even know what to say about them. They're just too crazy, man. You see them during the intermission running around and trying to do the moves. I'm like,
yeah, that's me so on crazy. That's me on the inside.
But yeah, that's all of us, man. It's
amazing, man. Especially nowadays, like when we started with the drive-throughs and like, that was like one of the first times I left the house, you know, I was being careful because of my dad. That was the first time I was like, you know, I'm going to stay in the car. I legit stayed in the car the whole time.
I'm not mad at you.
Yeah. Like, cause we, you know, this thing was new. We didn't know what was going on. Not to minimize anything, of course, you know, guys, let's get on the right track here. Everyone be safe and healthy, like we always say, but you know, we have the limited capacity. Now we have the outdoor event, April 17th, Shameless Promo, get your tickets now, Toms River, New Jersey, Titan Presents Ignition, but I digress, man. But it's just so great to get out there to see smiles on faces. Cause there's not a lot of events right now. Like, you know, we're seeing like Yankee Stadium, MSG are starting to have limited capacity crowds and all that kind of stuff, man. But we were kind of, not to be like, oh, we were first, you know, like statistically.
Yeah, we were definitely out there.
And it's a great thing.
It was a great thing. We didn't have anybody get sick. So like we did something right.
Yeah, man.
People were entertained during the pandemic.
It's so great. But I wanted to ask you this, Marlon. Because, you know, we talk about our love for the business, man. Like, were you a fan as a kid, first of all?
See, this is the thing that kills me. I wasn't a huge WWE wrestling fan at all. Like, okay. I remember the Austin era, the Attitude era, which, you know, that was the era where I was watching. And, like, the Crow Sting and the Raptors. Mm-hmm. I was big on that. But then I fell off of it. My best friend is, like, a huge wrestling fan.
We're the same person. Oh my gosh. Go ahead.
Like, for real, getting into the podcast was supposed to be, he was going to be the historian and I was going to add the color.
Yeah.
Because I don't know that much about wrestling. Yeah. At that point, I didn't know that much. So he's just too busy. He's just, again, it comes in, you know, everybody's got kids and whatnot. God bless them. I don't have kids, so I don't have to go ask somebody if, you know, I got a show in Tennessee. You want to come?
Yep.
I just go. Yes, sir. I enjoy that right now quite a bit.
Likewise.
I'm selfish.
Likewise.
But wrestling's an awesome thing for everyone. You know what I like? I like right now how wrestling, we have so many different type of backgrounds now in wrestling. We have anything you want in wrestling, we got. You know, you got the luchadors. You got the Exoticas. You got the Black Lives Matter. You got like so much representation right now that I think it's a good thing. I think it's a really, really good thing. I think it's going to help all those type of cultures become more accepted in regular public life. You know what I mean? Because let's be real. Sometimes there's crap. Like wrestling brings everybody together.
Right. It does, man.
It's wild. It's the wild, just the canvas that it paints with the people that's in it is ridiculous. You got police guys. You got guys that aren't doing the greatest in life, but they love this.
Yeah.
And that's keeping them together. You know what I mean? You got people fresh out of high school that are using this to get places and whatnot.
Yeah.
Like, it's so, you got older heads that always love wrestling that are able to have these promotions, you know, that employ these guys. It's just, and then you have kids even down to Bella, where she's like a little, like, man.
And that's why I want to make it better, though, man. Like, I always joke, like, you know, like, great job on this, Rob. I'm like, I'm just keeping this chair warm for Bella, like, and we want to make sure. And then this is not just like,
both of us, man.
Yeah, man. Like, she's doing a great job, but like, we got to do everything the right way. And we got to make it better for, you know, not just like the next commentators and interviews, but for the next superstars, for the locker rooms, man. And that's what it's all about. And I think, you know, there's a lot of people behind the scenes that want to do that. And, you know, there's the Safe Wrestling Coalition that's coming about, man. We're going to be talking to them pretty soon in one form or fashion, awesome. I think, with something we're working on. But yeah, man, that's what it's really all about, man. And again, like I said earlier, like, you know, we're just talking like real talk here. You know, we love wrestling, man. We're all about it, man. But I want to ask you mentioned Stone Cold. You mentioned Sting. Like, who were your guys? Was it like those two, or did you have like someone else?
Booker T.
Yeah,
actually, Harlem Heat. Harlem Heat was definitely big for me. You know, being a black guy fan. You know what I mean? Like, oh, that's cool. They were badass. Crow Sting was to me awesome. And as an old now, like into it a little bit, it's crazy how hot that was for him for a year without saying one word.
Yeah.
So like the psychology behind that, ridiculous. But as a kid, yeah, Sting, Crow Sting, Austin, of course, The Rock, man, so many. Too Cold Scorpio, which is crazy.
Yeah.
He's still rocking.
Still pretty. Yeah, he still kills it, man.
And he's good. Yeah, he's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Tony Atlas, actually, somebody I just met.
I didn't know
about him as a kid. That was, to me, that was crazy.
I was gonna ask, like, have you met some of these guys? Like Tony Atlas, obviously, we saw over the summer, which he was a total gentleman, man. You know, they say sometimes you don't meet your heroes, but in a lot of cases, man, there's some very sweet, genuine people, man. Yeah. Did you get to meet any of the, like, I think you said you worked with Booker, right?
I worked with Booker at ECWA. That was pretty cool. He did a seminar there. It was about an hour and a half. He just talking, you know, straight knowledge, dropping knowledge. That was awesome.
Yeah, it was like, you know, grab the note. Like,
seminars are great, man. Yeah. If you're out there and you're,
I've never been.
You gotta go to one, man. Yeah. I got to film one, so I got to film a couple of them. So, the knowledge that you can get from those guys is, I think, unparalleled. Because I think a lot of time now, we, the social media era, we got nothing against us as fans, but we got a lot of fans talking about wrestling. But if you're in the business and you want to like really learn about it, you should probably focus on somebody that's done it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And a lot of YouTubers are very entertaining. But when you want to get the real meat and potatoes, you gotta talk to guys like Danny Cage, like anybody, like Monster Factory, I think is top tier. A lot of great talent coming out of there. Creator Pro as well. I think that's Pat Buck. You want to link up with guys like that. Even House of Glory with Amazing Red being the head trainer over there. I mean, you got dumb. Nowadays, you have so many opportunities to grab some knowledge from people that can actually tell you really how to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, even down to Josh Adams over at our own little training spot up in New Jersey.
That's
at
right.
The Adrenaline Sports Academy. Like, Josh Adams has been doing this for, I want to say, 10 plus years. I want to go higher than that, but
he's killing it.
He knows what he's doing, man. Yeah. Like, so right now, to me, it's kind of the safest time to become a wrestler because you have a lot of people out there with a lot of knowledge. And right now, people aren't looking to get into any bad publicity. So you're going to get top training, right? You're not going to get no BS from a lot of those type guys.
Yeah, very well said. That's great, man. And you know, obviously, we're all about the shameless promo here, Marlon. I gotta shout this out. Beating the Odds Apparel, man. Like I saw you guys at the shows. Like I saw you know, I saw you guys all wearing this stuff. I'm like, what is this? This is like really interesting. And it's a nice logo too. It's real crisp. It looks fresh, logo. Man. Yeah, tell us about that, man.
Beating the Odds is a brand by Stu Taylor, Lance Taylor. Basically, it's just to continuously get people to think positively, to help the next person if you can. You just, and that, when I say help, that doesn't mean give your whole bank account away. Yeah. But right now we're in a time where it's a lot easier to just walk past the bum on the sidewalk and keep it moving, or ignore somebody that's going through some stuff. That's probably part of the reason why suicide rates and stuff are so high as well. Yeah. Where, you know, the fellowship between just human beings is a little off.
Yeah. So
we want to send out a message where people can just think a little bit more about your neighbor. Think a little bit more about your brother or people you call brother that, you know, you haven't checked up on. Just and keep pushing people to overcome things. Just beat the odds, you know.
Yeah.
That's what we're all doing every day. But if we can focus more on that and get people, I want to get people, especially in the wrestling industry, I would love to get something going on with the mental health, because that's one of the things that I've noticed in the past three years I've done it, is that we lose a lot of people. And it's, again, this isn't a happy topic.
Yeah, yeah.
But that bothers me. That really bothers me.
Yeah, of course.
We gotta be better to each other, man. Yes, we really do. We really
absolutely
do, it's I always say the brotherhood for me doesn't end on Saturday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think we can get more of that. We might, you know, you might save a person, man.
Like, yeah.
Because you don't know what people are going through.
You never
Social
know.
Media is very good place to hide.
That's what I say,
What's
man.
Really going on?
I say it's, I mean, like, you know me, I'm terrible. Like, I'll be the first to admit I'm terrible with the promo. Like, that's what it is for me. But to me, like, social media, like, it's great to connect with all old friends and keep in touch with people. Like, that's most important, obviously. But, you know, obviously all about the shameless promo. I always say that here, man. But we do use it, you know, for charity and stuff like that. But when you're talking about you, or you're posting a status, you're literally controlling your own narrative. Like, it's, yeah. You know, I posted something the other day, like, so we all know social media is fake, right? Like,
you know, oh, you did?
Yeah.
I've been very off social media the last, I would say, month.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's because I'm like, and somebody posted today, I want to say it was Philly Swanson posted today, where, like, it's very addictive.
Yeah.
It's very addictive. And you can get sidetracked easily.
That's a great point.
So it's a good weapon to use as far as social, you know, pushing your events and promoting and marketing.
We've seen matches come about from social media. That's crazy to me. Yeah, but it's common.
I think it's a better tool than a negative.
But, yeah, you know, for sure.
Just like these cigarettes that I keep picking up. Like, they're highly addictive. So you gotta balance. Life is all about balance.
Absolutely, man. It is, man.
Yeah.
But can you, real quick? Yeah, dude, don't get me started.
I really want this year for people to just, you know, stay a little more connected with everybody.
Yeah.
If I could just go on and be on and go away, and let's try to, you know, maybe not lose so many people.
Yeah, man. So I did want to get, before we move on, I did want to ask, Beating the Odds of Power, is there somewhere like people can look this up or follow you guys real quick?
Definitely. Yeah. You go on Facebook, type in Beating the Odds, three words. The last odds is spelled with a Z instead of an S. Beating the Odds. You'll hit us on the website there. Shopify, I want to say /beatingtheodds.com. But the website is on the Facebook, so definitely check us out. Yeah, man. And
love it.
Don't just wear it, be it, become it, help people out. You know what I mean? Dude, let's create a whole new wave of positivity, man.
I love it, man. Very, very well said. And I did want to ask you this, man. Like, normally I'm like, you know, when I have like the superstars on, I'm like, oh, like, what advice would you have for me? Like, now that I'm, you know, getting behind the commentary table and all that kind of stuff. But I literally asked you that question the first time I was there. I was like, Marlon, what advice, man? You give me all this great advice, man. And other people, which was cool, because I was like asking you and like people overheard and like, they came up to me. So I got it from like the commentator perspective. I got it from a manager perspective. I got it from a superstar perspective. It was like really cool. Like it was, everyone was very welcoming. And I didn't do anything yet. Like,
Exactly.
It was really nice.
It's so, we're blessed really, man. Cause the guys we have around, like Dave Adams, he's been, you know, Ryan Peterson, another vet, Risa Pappas, another vet. So like,
moment of risk.
We really can't go wrong over there. As long as, you know, you pick their brains while we have them, especially Adams and Peterson. Even Risa is a ridiculous historian when it comes to a lot of the talent that's here.
Oh yeah,
we deal it, man.
Love it, man. So when I came into it, I heard so many things, man. Like, you know, like Rob, you know, don't do this, but you have to find, you know, what your role is. And I still feel I'm finding that, but I don't feel like I'm lost in any way. Like with you guys, no. It's just, it's natural. You know, I always try to get my like little puns in, which I think people like, they keep asking me to come back. So that's all I'm going to say. Well, that's what I'm saying. Once it gets to that point,
as long as you don't say WrestleMania, we're cool. Oh,
that one killed me. That one.
Yeah. When he said that, I was like, boo that man.
So it's like, but if it gets to that point, Marlon, just pull me aside. Be like, bro. All right. Like, stop.
Never, man. But you got to throw it out there. See what happens.
I throw
a lot of crazy stuff out there.
Yeah, exactly. But it with vibes, man. And that's the most important thing. Like, I've never been at a table where I'm just like, oh, man, like, this isn't working. Like, this is uncomfortable. Like, you guys are great. And it's all, no, truly, it really is that awesome, man. And everyone I talked to was kind of like, hey, like, you have this podcast. Like, everyone knows you and like respects you and like they appreciate the platform. So bring that, you know, it's like they always use that line, like turn, you know, be you, but turn up to 11, which you always hear. Yeah. But like, they're like, bring that to the table. Like, you're the podcast guy, you know, come on in, bring that to the table, talk about the interviews. And that's kind of your perspective. And I think it works, man. So I'm still finding me. Yeah. I'm getting the puns in hashtag the pun disputed era, but I want to know, but like, what's your like, not to pull back the curtain too much, but like, what's your philosophy, man? Because I like your vibe, man. I always say the swagger.
I try to play a cis man, you know, because honestly, like, I don't know. I like the attention, but I kind of don't like the attention when it comes to the spotlight.
I'm the same way. I hate being on camera, man. I hate it. But
me too.
Even right now, I hate it, but I just like having a podcast. It was the way of the world.
The podcast is the way of the world, man. Yeah. Definitely, the podcast, I think, is key.
Yeah.
Keep that coming. The way it looks, your professionalism and whatnot. You got a great speaking voice. So it's like,
well, you're one to talk.
To you the other night, I was listening to you with Chris Barton.
Okay.
And you got a great, great radio voice, man. So just, you know, all you got to do is do you. But my philosophy when I'm on the table is to try to assist everybody. Because with three people, to me, it can be a little complicated.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Because, well, we're in a scenario where we got vets too. So
yes.
we don't want to step on the feet of the vets. You know what I mean?
That was my first thing when I came in. I was like, I don't want to step on any toes. Like, I want to make an impression, but I don't want to step on anyone's toes. Yeah, exactly.
Yep. And the flip side of that is sometimes with wrestling, you got to get it in too.
Yeah.
So it's a crazy balance. But me, I try to, a lot of times you'll hear me say, what do you think, etc. You know what I mean? It's because the other person just got done talking. Let me make sure he gets his in. So it's like you're a point guard. The way I deal with it is kind of like a point guard, and I'm distributing
love
his
that.
To make sure that everybody's morale is high. Because I don't, you know, I can get I'm fine. Because I'll get mine in. You know what I mean? The action will organically get mine in. Because I'm going to yell something that's, I don't even know I'm going to say it half the time. I would love to get to the point where I can drop in some stuff that I want to get in. But sometimes a lot of times wrestling, the greatest stuff is organic.
Yes. You hit it right out of the park, man. Very, very well said.
And this is something from somebody that writes the whole script of the show before he goes. Yeah. Even though I know as soon as I get there, I'm going to throw it in the trash, probably.
No, stop. No, you do great. You do
a lot of times I do. That's like, this is them, boom, boom, boom. And I'm like,
dude, you were hitting me with the stats last time. I was like, this guy, man, like you, it was on point, man. Like I was kind of bringing, like I said, like that interview, like you know, she said this about Vicky and da da da, and like you brought. Yes, now I'm gonna have heat with Vicky again, but and like you bring the stats, man. That's a whole nother story. But that we'll have you have the stats, man. It was vibing. It's really good. David Adams is always good, and that's not us being like putting ourselves over. Like, I'll be the first to admit, like, I'm the new guy, man. But I'm just so thankful for the opportunity that you've given me. David Adams was the first one to be like, hey, come call this goddesses match, you know, when Jackson, and I just jumped in. Yes. And I was like, go. And it doesn't feel like a chore, man. Like every time it really is. It's like turning a page. Like, it's this match. This is happening. It's, you know, they tell their story in the ring and we have such a responsibility, and I want to do them justice. It's so important to me, man. And by the end of the night, I'm just like, whew, like that was fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the last show we had, a lot of the guys, I guess, could hear us obviously on commentary.
Yeah, yeah.
I kind of zone out when I'm on commentary, but
same.
They could hear us. So they were just like, a lot of them came up to us at the end of the show. It's like, I heard you guys. You made it sound like legit. I'm like, that's good. That's what you want. If we're putting over the talent, we're doing it right. Putting over a talent, telling a story.
I think so.
So that can be difficult too sometimes, because being the fan, you gotta kind of something you do. You gotta tuck your fan in, but at the same time, that flavor that comes with it, just sprinkle a little fanage in.
I love that.
It just gives you a lot of excitement, man. Because the people at home and the people in the seats are seeing the same thing we're seeing, and they're so used to commentary with their wrestling that, you know, that when they hear it, they're like, oh, okay, awesome. They get even more into the match.
Yes.
Well, I've noticed that from crowd members that are nearby commentary, that they hear what we're saying, and then they react to it, and then we get even more into what we're saying. So
I've done that, because I'm pressed too. Like, you know, I write for the Pop Break, shameless plug, but like, I just thought everyone was just being nice to me because I was pressed, and like, but like, everyone is really, really genuine. But like, when I was like, hey, like, Rob, we're gonna bring you in, we're gonna try you out and all that stuff, I was like, okay. Like, I did the same thing, like you were saying. Like, I brought my chair over to the commentary table and I kind of hung out by you guys, and I'm like, I'm not in your way. And they're like, no, please. And I was just like sitting there and you know, absorbing everything, man. And it was just it's amazing, man. It's something that I never knew I wanted to do. And I'm just like so looking forward to Saturday, and just to hang out with you, man, and call these matches. And there's some good matches on the card, man. I'm hyped.
Yes. What's the match you're looking forward to the most?
So, oh man.
Man, so much great stuff coming out.
There's a lot of good stuff. I love the one I'm looking forward to. Is Riley taking on Vicky, and this is no disrespect to any of the goddesses on the roster, because there's a special place in my heart for a lot of them for a lot of reasons, just some amazing, amazing humans and ladies. But that being said, I think Riley is a legitimate threat to the 6-month reign of the Vivacious Vision One, who I know is already going to have a problem with me saying that, much like she has a problem with my fashion sense, but that's a different story. I think Riley is a legitimate threat because she has been killing it in Titan. Was my match of the year for the ladies at Goddesses, her taking on Lady Frost in that no holds barred match that we called together, bro. So
yeah,
I think great, that's going to be the one.
Only on Mophie TV. Definitely check
my man. But anything you're looking forward to in particular?
Oh man, I I'm interested in the whole card, obviously.
That's the right answer.
But man, start at the top, man. Monster Mac, and Fox Vineyard could be an interesting match. I think a lot of people are looking past Fox Vineyard, but you got Monster Mac on the other side of that ring. I think Mac will retain, but the biggest part of that is just the whole Chris Barton, Johnny Moran.
I was going to say
Monster Mac triangle. And I don't want to put Fox out of it, because I personally think he's going to give Monster a little bit more than he thinks he's going to bring.
Yeah.
But what is going on there? Like, because I think Johnny Moran feels like he deserves a title shot.
I thought it might go that way, but we'll see what happens. And again, like you mentioned, man, Chris Barton, you know, obviously cheap plug came on the show and he really like he has that chip on his shoulder right now. He's like, hey, I'm not on the poster. I'm taking on, you know, your gold. And this is no disrespect because Johnny's my guy, man. I have nothing but amazing things to say about Johnny, former guest of the show. He's been great to us, man. And he's killing it in the ring. Just his career and resume speaks for itself, man. The guy's killing it. Big fan over here, but I'll be impartial. But Chris Barton has that chip on his shoulder, man. Said, you know, he feels like Johnny Moran's overlooking him right now, man. And that to me is interesting. Too, yeah. Yeah. You heard that.
Barton's talking real big too.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. It's going to be a great match.
It's going to be a
great match. He's going to have to definitely bring it. Barton's got a little edge to him though, recently. Like,
yeah, it's that chip on the shoulder, man.
He's got a big chip, man. So yeah. We'll see what happens with that.
The Goddess's Fatal 4-Way for number one contender. That should be a great one. I'm excited to who would be next up, man. So it's going to be great, guys. Again, you know, cheap plug, April 17th. If you guys want to go see, you know, because there aren't a lot of events right now. This is an outdoor, socially distanced event following all CDC guidelines. April 17th in Toms River, New Jersey. That's this Saturday. Adrenaline Sports Academy. Dude, I'm just stoked to see everyone. I really am. Like, that's my favorite. I just want to see everybody, man, and check in. And it's going to be great, man. It's going to be great.
It's going to be great. Nikos Rikos.
Yes. How can we forget about that? Two out of three.
Like, two out of three falls.
The real winner's the fans, man.
Yeah, everybody wins in this.
Rico's, I was legit bummed when that, because that match, I think he kicked it off, right? That match at Free For All 2. I mean, I was like, wow,
these two really don't
like
each other.
It was a fight. Yeah.
They really don't like each other, man. And then, like, Nikos, man, what, the belt stazz out? Like, you just going to break the belt? What?
Yeah.
What are you doing, man? What are you doing?
That was that's a belt, man. You know, like there's the level of respect that comes with that, man. So this is very interesting. We'll see. You know, I think Billy had announced exclusively on the BCP that we may be seeing some new hardware coming in for this show. So that'll be really, really great. So I can't wait, guys. Again, get your tickets now. Marlon, before we get out of here, and thank you so much for a few minutes of your time, man. It's good just talking with you and vibing, man. I can't wait to see you on Saturday. Anything you want to say to the fans? Anything you want to plug? All that good stuff.
Just be there Saturday. Get your tickets right now. Bring your own chair is the only thing that's available.
Bring your own chair.
First two rows are sold out. Anybody else that's running, guys, we hope you have a great show as well. Shout out to the whole indie wrestling community. You guys did a great job down in Tampa. Nothing crazy. Not too many crazy events, minus Teddy Hart. But other than that... Look at Bob's like, God darn it, I knew he was gonna say something.
Oh, that's all good. This is why we don't go live. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, right. Cut. But yeah, just I can't wait to see everybody on Saturday. Titan Championship Wrestling. Make sure you follow them on all social media platforms. Download that MoFi TV app so you can catch up on all Titan action. And guys, just you know, continue to beat the odds. Treat each other with respect this year, man, and just like let's make every event better for pro wrestling and indie wrestling.
Love it, man. It all starts with that conversation, man. And Marlon, again, thank you for it. Not to be too mushy, man, but thank you for everything, man. You know, it means a lot to me that you guys have welcomed me in and, you know, taking me under your wing, brother. I really appreciate it, man. And continued success to you moving forward. All right.
No problem. I just want you to got to keep one thing for me.
Of course.
Whatever you do with this wrestling stuff. When I came in, people didn't, well, you know, people at your certain spots. It's not every place is so welcoming as Titan is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everywhere you go, Rob, just continue to do just like I did you, man. Because that's all I thought when I met you. Is like, I'm going to treat him the exact opposite of how some of these guys did me. You know what I mean? And that's nothing against them. It's just with this, there is some competition to it, some people feel.
Right.
We're here for the show.
No, I'll remember that. Whole
positivity that you do, man. Like,
I'll remember that. Yeah.
Each one teach one type tip.
I love that, man. Saturday
too, man.
Love, very well. And I'll remember that, man. I won't forget that, man, because a lot of people say, you know, you're also like against your competition. I hear all that kind of stuff, man. And I never looked at it that way. And again, everyone's been real nice to me. I think I would like because I was press or whatever. But like everyone's been really great, man. And I will remember that, man. And that's really just great advice, man. And thank you again for coming on the show. You had fun, bro.
No problem. Definitely. Definitely. I've always wanted to come on Bob's Culture Podcast.
Long overdue, bro.
I did it.
It's done, man. All right, man. Can't wait. All right, guys. And again, April 17th, Saturday, in a couple days, we'll see you at Titan Championship Wrestling Presents Ignition. Turn the key, start the ignition. We'll see you there. And like we always say here on the BCP, everyone stay safe, stay positive, take care of each other. We out. Peace.